with interest rates going up,
yep,
and the wages falling behind, we are facing real cost of living pressures.
Sure.
Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Now, if you win government in November, what steps will you take in the first 100 days to help the families on that front?
Cost of living is hard for a state government who don't really control the levers over taxation. But we will have a number of policies that will come out in the next 100 days before the election that will directly address state government charges on families. The second thing I'd say is when state governments manage money badly, it puts pressure on interest rates because we're borrowing more money. So there's more state government seeking more borrowings in the market, which ups interest rates. So we need to manage money well, so that we don't put upward pressure on interest rates, because that's having a huge problem in Victoria, blowing out costs by $28 billion. But we will have some very significant announcements in relation to government charges on families to reduce the cost of living directly from state government on families.